Thanks for calling Omega Health. My name is C. Maya, one of the supervisors here located on the floor. And may I locate your information with your email?
Yes, it's hogchapman@aol.com. hogchapman@aol.com.
Thank you, ma'am. And what's your zip code and name?
I have two different zip codes. My legal address is 14216, and I have a secondary home at 34203.
Okay, and what's your address, ma'am?
The first address is 1428 Amherst.
No, what's your name, ma'am?
My name? Cheryl Hoag. Cheryl Hoag, a.k.a. Cheryl Hoag Chapman.
Thank you. Now, you can go ahead with the address, Miss. I apologize.
The first one is 1428 Amherst Street, Buffalo 14216. The second one is 6762 Fairview Terrace in Bradenton, Florida, 34203. I don't know where the last shipment was supposed to go and when. Exactly.
Well, we only have the 1428 Amherst Street address. That's the only one that's pulling up
okay.
An old account
okay.
with us.
Right. Good. Okay.
Okay. So this is for the OMAX 3. We used to get the 6 box every 6 months. What was the issue of your calling on today?
The last 6 month order that I was supposed to receive, I never did receive, although I was charged for it on my credit card. And it's been quite a while ago. It was during COVID and so forth that I noticed it, and then I just really put it aside and forgot about it. So what do you have for the date of the last shipment?
Bear with me one moment. The last order date I see was, that was back in June 13th of 2020. But it looks like he returned that one and they refunded back 25% of the transaction. Well, they refunded back the full amount to you.
Wait.
On June 13th of 2020. What date were you speaking of, ma'am?
Yeah, that was probably the last order that I received because I remember having it till around January of that year, but I didn't get it. No, I didn't get that one. I'm sorry. That would have been during the pandemic, and I never received it.
Are you talking about the June? Okay, yes, ma'am. So they had already canceled and refunded back out to you, miss. That was
that
on
was
July 2nd
refunded?
Of 2020. Yes.
That was, okay. I didn't realize that. Okay. So, I just didn't realize that. Well, it was a little confusing during that time period. I was quarantined in Florida and all this stuff, so who knows. But anyway, all right, so let's start anew then. I like the product. I've run out of it, and I'd like to, you know, start getting it again. And I
okay,
did receive
would it be
an email from you. Somebody actually forwarded that email to me, and they had put that I saw that on that email, as a new subscriber, I could get the fish oil for $31 and what, I don't know, 95 cents or something.
All right. Would it be a subscription or a one-time order?
I'd like to do a subscription and have it be repeated every 4 months.
All right, because we no longer accept any recurring orders over the phone, ma'am. We have a new system now where the customer has to go to the website and place the order, but I can help you. I would just need your, do you remember having the login information, which is your
no,
email and the password?
No, that's the problem. I did try to go to the website to sign in, and it said that as a reoccurring customer, I had to put my login and put my password. I don't have that. I don't know that I ever had it. I always made my orders by telephone.
Okay. Well, I can assist, ma'am, because I would just have to help you with the order, miss, because we don't place any recurring orders up here over the phone. But
okay.
I resent out the password to you. It was if you have access to your email right now. Now, the
you
email
know,
we have. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that I'm waiting to be allowed into a Zoom meeting, so I've got my screen up right now on the Zoom. You can hear the music in the background, and that meeting is going to start any minute, so I really can't, the professional meeting, I can't really change this and go into my...
Okay, well, you have a chance to call the convening as dismissed, but they
will...
I'm
sorry, I can't, you're breaking up. What? Go ahead.
Okay, when you have a chance, man, you can call back in. We can assist with placing an order. We can help you, but it will have to be done via online only.
Okay, do you have a password for me?
I don't have one I can give you, but I can resend out the link to you so you can reset it. That's what I was saying,
okay.
If you have access to your email.
All right, why don't you send that to me, and then I can reset that later today after this meeting is over with and go from there.
Perfect. So the request has been sent out, man. I'm sorry, did you change your email? Because it says no account found with that email. We have the HOGD.
Well, then it may be a little confusing because maybe there is no account set up with the email. As I said, I always did business with the company by phone. I never used the email to order.
I apologize, ma'am. The policy has changed, so you just have to create a new account online.
I understand. So you may not have a record of my email in your system. It has not changed. It still is Hogg, H-O-G-G, Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, at AOL.com. Do you want to try it again?
Yes, I tried to resend it, but it says there's no account found because I don't believe you create an account on the website, ma'am. So that's why I say you have to register one.
Yeah, I never did set up an account on the website. So this is the problem. When I tried to order on the website, it said I was a reoccurring customer. It would not let me order until I put my account number and password. But what you're saying is I don't have a password and account number. You see the bind we're in here.
Correct. And did you click on forget password in the email, Liam?
I'm sorry, what?
So when you did that, did you click on forget password to enter the email in?
Could you just say that one more time? The meeting has started, so I was a little distracted, and I didn't hear exactly. I wasn't allowed to reset a password. Well, I could reset a password, but not an account number.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I need to, because it doesn't ask for an account number. It just asks for the email, ma'am. Were you on omaxhealth.com?
Yes, I was, and I did give the email, and it said I was a reoccurring customer. And then when I tried to order, it said put your login number and your password, which I don't have.
Okay, so the order number I can give you, ma'am, is going off of your old order. Just let me know if you're ready to write it down.
Is that the login number?
Correct.
Is that what you're going to give me now? The login
Correct.
Number? Okay. I'll write it down. I can't turn the sound off on the meeting, unfortunately, so go ahead.
Okay, so it'll be 144.
144.
8365.
8365.
Correct. That's what you'll put in the system now. Then you place your email in, it's going to send you an email where you recreate a password.
Okay, I will do that then. And use this 1448365.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Hopefully
anything else?
Work.
But if you have any questions, definitely give us a call back after your meeting, okay?
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Omega's Health. Bye-bye.
Thank you.